590 WKZO, a good Saturday morning, and welcome to Over the Garden Fence. Your host, gardening expert Andy Waddell, joining us in the studio. Over the Garden Fence, of course, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery Floral Garden Center, located right there at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. And joining us in the studio, of course, Andy Waddell. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Oh, beautiful outside.
It is. It's a little chilly, but no, it's I'll take this weather any day.
Our weather wizard 3 says 51 out there. Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, and I seen earlier high of 68 today, so it's going to be nice out.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice one.
Yeah. So there's, I guess I'll take this over the 95 we had earlier in the week. So, she's a cooker. So, Tim, you feel like getting a little dirty in the hands and getting out in the garden?
Let's dig in, shall we?
You bet. And hey, everybody, thanks for inviting me into your home this morning. So appreciate you all coming and listening on WKZO. So, hey, good morning. And like I told Tim, boy, it's quite a change, isn't it? God sure keeps his promises with those seasons in Michigan. And it's funny because, you know, like I just said to Tim, earlier in the week, it was like 92 to 95. It was kind of funny. We were stuck in a trade show. Everybody was freezing inside except me. I thought it felt good. And then later on, we were stuck in a plane on a tarmac at 91 degrees. Tim, I kind of felt like a little mini oven.
Right.
And, of course, you always get the plane that doesn't have the air. So it's just like cooking inside.
Naturally.
And then 2 days later, I sat and wrote my notes last night, and it was actually chilly out. I ended up putting a little coat on. But sunny blue skies and scattered with little puffs of clouds. Just beautiful, beautiful week. What a change, like I said, though. Corn in the fields have colored up. Hints of fall color on the maples, on the birch, and all the poplar. Even poplar starting to drop some of its leaves. Well, if I was to pitch any month or time of the year that I enjoy most, I will say fall is by far one of the best. And I guess there'd be a little side note here. Ask me in the winter, and I'll say I love winter the best. Ask me in spring, and I'll love spring the best. But I'm just kidding. I love all seasons. I wouldn't want to be in a state or a part of the world that would just have one season all year long. I'm not sure I'd want to be in the tropics that was 90 degrees plus year round. But if I was to say what my favorite month is to plant and to plant for success, I would say September. Plants, tops, the top of the plant has actually slowed down. But yet the soil in the pot is still warm. The roots want to continue to grow, expanding and making a fairly established plant before winter if it was planted in the September months. Waddell's, if you didn't know, grows at our farm in Galesburg, Michigan. We grow year-round. And our farm manager, Larry Waddell, and our team grows from a 2-gallon shrub all the way up to a 20-foot-plus tree. We take the transplant shock and acclimation at our location that is actually lower in temperature. Just by chance, our farm has lower ground than a lot of the county. So, you know, if it's 9 degrees out, usually it's about 7 or 6 degrees at our farm. It's always just a couple degrees colder. So these plants should have no issue once they get to your house. They've been toughened off, I'll say, or acclimated compared to the stuff that you maybe get at a box store that came straight from Florida or California. Not hardy. So with a little touch of fall in the air, I think it's time to plant at the best time of the year to plant. With fresh new evergreens coming in daily, there's nothing like a fresh buffet of spruce, pine, fir, and cedars all coming in. The spruce we dug this week were Serbian spruce. Serbian spruce, little 3 to 4 to 5 footers. White pines we dug were 4 to 5 footers, and the little cedars were 3 and 4s and 5 to 6 footers. Why am I mentioning this? Because Techne and Emerald Arborvita, or cedars, were dug. All those would be a great screening. I have used Techne Arborvitas at our store for screening our bulk bins, and they are basically deer-proof. They are not deer-resistant 100%, but, boy, they have not been touched in the 13 years we've been at our new location. Techne, or Mission Arborvita, is dark green, lots of foliage, many stems, so great for holding up in the winter a heavy snow load. And I'll tell you, it's a great bird haven. good spots for them to tuck in and get some coverage in the winter. Serbian spruce that was dug this week is a graceful, almost arching, almost like a candelabra spruce. Very arching branches, fairly slender. So if you need a spot that might be a little tighter growth, might be great for a Serbian spruce. But what's beautiful about this plant is it's got a blue undersides on top, on the underside, and green foliage on the top. Arching, graceful branches that make also a great bird haven for this plant. And of course, we dug this week our state tree. I asked some people the other day what they thought the state tree was, and boy, I got quite a variety. A lot of people don't even know that white pine is our state tree. White pine we have from 3 foot to 11 foot, great for naturalizing, screening, or just for a shade tree. The tree stands so majestic sometimes, I think it's hard to think. Most of the upper and lower UP white pines were cut after the Great Chicago Fire. Some virgin timber still stands up in the UP, and my father told me to go to the Estevant Pines years ago, which I visited. Pines that are over 125 to 175 feet tall, over 500 feet tall. 500 years old, excuse me, sorry. And just stunning when you walk into this woods. Many, many people have to hold hands just to get around the trunks of the trees. So why not plant a white pine and plant some memories today? I have my folks have a white pine at their house. It's over kind of flanking or a flagship for their shade gardens, and you couldn't ask for a nicer plant to walk under. Soft foliage, easy on the feet. So speaking of shade, need a tree? Waddell's has more than 100 varieties of trees, including our new Slender series. I keep seeing homes that are being built almost on top of each other. And then they stick a tree in there that in a few years will be rubbing on each house. So we almost need a tree without needing the size. So Waddell's has a great lineup of columnar varieties, including Slender Silhouette Sweet Gum, Crimson Point Plum, Armstrong Red Maple, Green Pillar Oak or Regal Prince Oak, Columnar Norway Maple, and Crimson Century Maple, just to name a few. Or how about maybe that spot in the front yard that you're just, that one tree just grew just a little too much. The folks said it was a little dwarf and now it's overgrown the house and hard to get any shade. I've seen a lot of times where trees overgrow and then the house gets all mossy and needs to be almost power washed. So we have a whole series of compact trees. Our little tree lineup is a great new series of trees that requires very little effort to keep them at bay. Some varieties are actually plants that have been grafted onto hardy stems or trunks, including Cotoneaster tree. It's a Cotoneaster on standard. Witch hazel on standard, dwarf Korean lilac, Miss Kim lilac, and bloomerang lilac, all on standard. Shasta viburnum and fragrant viburnum, all on standard, just to name a few. But how about a shrub or two, maybe? Few that might need some fruit or some berries. For your palette of flavors, including blue muffin viburnum, sergeant crabapple, brilliantissima chokeberry, nannyberry viburnum, pyracantha. One we always forget about is actually burning bush, which the birds love. Privets of green and gold. Well, that's just to name a few of what's been coming in from our farm lately. So if you have some ideas, come on down to the store. And while others are being ready to close or closing for the season, Waddell stocks year-round for your next project. Rain or sun, spring or fall, just to give you an idea, if you have a project, we have a designer year-round. So I know there's, just talk about some of the things that's been happening at the store. There's a lot to do in our journal today. There's a lot of stuff in the garden that we've got to get taken care of before that snow flies. So maybe when Tim comes back, we can talk about, we just got in garlic, we just got in our new bulbs, and there's a lot of work to do out in the yard, too.
All right, we'll continue down that list. And, of course, take your calls as well if you have a comment or question for Andy, 382-4280. 1-877-382-4280. Over the Garden Fence on 590 WKZO.
Listen to 590 WKZO on your phone, your tablet, iPad, WKZO, the app. Download information waits for you now at the quick link section at WKZO.com.
Your spring flowering bulb garden has arrived from the Netherlands at Waddell's, where you'll find the best selection and the best quality bulbs in southwest Michigan. Now is the ideal time to plant bulbs for gorgeous spring color. Waddell's bulbs are in bulk, so you can pick out exactly the amount you need, and this week, many of your favorites are on sale. Waddell's is famous for some of the biggest, most beautiful blooming tulips around. You've probably noticed them in the display beds around their parking lot. They're Waddell's Pride Tulips. This week, get 25 Pride Tulip bulbs for just $14.75. Daffodils are known for naturalizing. They not only come up year after year, but they spread, giving you even more blooms as time goes by. This week, get 25 bright yellow King Alfred daffodil bulbs for just $7. So early that they sometimes bloom in the snow, get 24 mixed crocus bulbs for just $5. And don't forget to pick up some allium, fragrant hyacinths, snowdrops, and double flowering tulip bulbs. The possibilities are endless, and as always, Waddell's master gardeners will be glad to help you with advice on how to plant them. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Centers on Texas Drive at the corner of Milman 12th Street.
590 WKZO, as we continue with this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence, joining us in the studio, your gardening expert, Andy Waddell. And you can be a part of the program, too, if you have a comment or question for Andy, 382-4280. Just like Paul, calling in from Sturgis. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Good, you?
Not too bad. What's happening in Sturgis this morning?
Well, I have a large tree, probably planted 25 to 30 years ago, favorite tree in the yard, and I'm not sure if I may have killed it with, the weed killers that have been problems with a lot of pine spruce trees. My larch basically is all brown needled instead of nice bright green all year. We get little green shoots, but most of the little needles have stayed brownish, and I'm not sure if I did it with the weed killer or I might have another problem. I'm not seeing aphids or any of that stuff, and I put down insecticide, the systemic around the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't helped. Do you know if the larch are real susceptible to that weed killer or not?
Well, and first of all, I got to ask, Paul, did you have a professional company come in and do any type of lawn work in your yard?
No, then just myself.
Yep, then you didn't have a weed killer problem, because that was a commercial-based weed killer that was applied to a lot of the areas that really affected Norway spruce and blue spruce. But let's get to your larch. I want to ask, Paul, upright larch or weeping larch?
Upright.
Okay. So larch can be fairly sensitive, and probably what's happened is I just need to go a couple things. No construction, nothing been placed under it, no trees or trucks or tractors or anything parked underneath this tree in the last few years.
No.
Okay,
no,
and so so there's no larch, probably don't like competition, and so probably at a young age, if you have not parked any vehicles under there or torn up any roots from any construction or any work under there, my next step would be, is there grass growing up to the larch itself, lawn?
Yes, it is, but nothing underneath, and all the kind of mulberries and other weeds, that's what I did spray, but I've never had a problem spraying before, and that's why I thought maybe that might be a issue, because mm-hmm. I use 2,4-D based products for killing weeds under it in the past, but I used, it might have been the bear.
Well, Paul, if you got weed killer on the tree and on that foliage, there might be a problem. But if you got it to where you were spraying underneath that and didn't touch the trunk, I don't see that as being an issue. Probably what, I've been there, but
right,
larch, bald cypress, dawn redwoods, they were all deciduous evergreens, deciduous conifers that last summer took a real beating in the heat. 2012 was a very strong year for heavy drought. Ooh. And if you see a larch doing well or successful, it's like tamarack. You go down the lower areas of Michigan in the swamps, you'll see them flourishing. Possibly if that larch possibly got some coolness on its roots. I know you said there was weeds and mulberry underneath the tree, but maybe if the area was planted with some perennials like hostas that wouldn't compete and cool the ground around the root structure of that larch, that would be number one. Number two, I would think that if I got on a program this summer, Paul, we had all kinds of moisture. So then people are scratching their heads going, you know, the plant's doing fine this year. But last year, the struggle is from last year or even the year before is drought. Did it leaf out for you this spring?
Yes, but all year long they've been brown and, you know, like they're ready to fall off. But I'd see little bright shoots, you know, come, you know, the needles would come out, but they wouldn't last. And, you know, I got a lot of kind of bare branches where there's not much needles on them.
Mm-hmm. My suggestion might be to... I know you're Sturgis, but bring in a soil sample. Go on one side of the tree and then go on the other side of the tree 2 inches down. Throw that in a sandwich bag and scoop up about a cup of soil a couple inches below the soil level. Let's find out what that pH stands. Number two, maybe we also got, in combination with this heat, Paul, we got some real late frost both years. And larch at our farm and oak leafed out early, and ginkgo leafed out early, and then froze in May, and it took a long time for them to re-leaf out. Now they are, but with severe irrigation, made a lot of those leaf out. So maybe bring in a chunk of the branching so we can see the growth, how long, how much has been growing each season. Don't take a branch that's going to disfigure the tree, but we could show you how to do a feeding program. A Spoma holly tone would be ideal for that larch, and to get some cool roots, we can kind of set up a little program for that larch.
All right. Soil and a couple branch samples.
You bet. We'll try to help you out, Paul.
Do you want a branch that's showing good or decent growth, or one of the deadish branches?
Both. That way we can see the live growth and how it's doing, and then the poor growth, and then we can make a better determination.
Yeah, I just can't figure out why some of the bright green new growth just doesn't seem to take. So that's had me worried. So
my thoughts are, I bet it's going to be a water issue because larch love moist ground. They really do. So, yeah, bring
it
in.
Would a competing spruce next to it maybe draw a lot of that moisture away from that?
Yeah, yes and no. If it's on top of the tree and the foliage is touching each other, probably would have some competition. If it's within 20 feet and it's not bothering the tree or the branch lines aren't touching, I don't think it would be.
Yeah, they're starting to touch now, but
mildly in general. You could always put a drip irrigation system on that big tree and probably do it wonders. So.
Okay, well, we'll get the soil and branches up when we come up that way.
You bet. We'd love to help you, Paul.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for the call today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the call, Paul. 590 WKZO. We'll continue on with this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence in just a couple moments as we'll take a check of local news from the WKZO.com newsroom. More with Andy, and your calls as well, 382-4280-1877, 382-4280. Sunny and pleasant today, a little warmer with a high near 70, falling back down to a low of 50 with clouds on the increase for tonight. Sunshine right now, 52 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO.
Want a better-looking lawn next year? The lawn pros at Waddell's recommend that the best thing you can do for next year's lawn is give your lawn a boost now with Scott's Super Turf Builder with WinterGuard. Scott's Super Turf Builder with WinterGuard helps the roots of grass plants grow stronger so grass grows thicker and not just taller. This week at Waddell's, get Scott's Super Turf Builder with WinterGuard for $18.69 for the 5,000 square foot size or $50.99 for the 15,000 square foot size. Be sure to pick up your WinterGuard rebate certificate so you can save from $3 to $8 off Waddell's low price.
Lavrov have drawn up and agreed on a framework plan for securing Syria's chemical weapons. Agreement announced today in Geneva.
The world will now expect the Assad regime to live up to its public commitments.
Secretary Kerry says any violations will result in what he called measures from the UN Security Council.
And as I said at the outset of these negotiations, there can be no games, no room for avoidance, or anything less than full compliance by the Assad regime.
More from CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Syria must, within 1 week, provide a full inventory of its arsenal. Those agents will be removed or destroyed, and weapons inspectors will be on the ground by mid-November.
The talks on securing Bashar al-Assad's chemical weapons also are considered central to a resumption of peace talks to end the Syrian civil war. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
KZO.com Newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. The big flag that turned up missing and presumed stolen from a flagpole on the west side of Western Michigan University's campus has turned up. The school's ROTC unit was doing field exercises and came upon the flag draped over a hillside, and it looked like it was in good shape. University officials speculate that all the publicity about the missing flag made it too hot to handle. The St. Joseph County Sheriff's Department has raided a meth lab and arrested two women in Colon Township. Narcotics detectives got a tip and executed a search warrant at a home in the 28,000 block of Bonham Road on Friday afternoon. They found an active one-pot meth lab and a second one that had been used and discarded. They also found some meth. The two unidentified women were taken into custody. In an effort to make the state more business-friendly, officials in Lansing have promised to cut the number of government forms required by Michigan businesses in half. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly calls it the Reinventing Performance in Michigan initiative. He says he wants to improve satisfaction with the regulatory process by 25%. In the WKZO.com newsroom, I'm Andrew Green.
Want a better-looking lawn next year? The lawn pros at Waddell's recommend that the best thing you can do for next year's lawn is give your lawn a boost now with Scott's Super Turf Builder with WinterGuard. Scott's Super Turf Builder with WinterGuard helps the roots of grass plants grow stronger so grass grows thicker and not just taller. This week at Waddell's, get Scott's Super Turf Builder with WinterGuard for $18.69 for the 5,000-square-foot size or $50.99 for the 15,000-square-foot size. Be sure to pick up your WinterGuard rebate certificate so you can save from $3 to $8 off Waddell's low price. If you have any pesky fall lawn weeds, get the Plus 2 WinterGuard formula with weed control. Super Turf Builder with WinterGuard Plus 2 feeds and weeds, getting your lawn ready for winter all in one step. Come into Waddell's today to get professional advice from the Scott's Lawn Pros, and if you bring in a soil sample, they'll even test your soil's pH for free. Save time and effort next spring on a beautiful lawn by applying Scott's Super Turf Builder with WinterGuard. Only available at your Scott's Lawn Pro location, Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
WKZO.com, AccuWeather Forecast.
Pleasant and warmer today with plenty of sun, high near 70, then increasing clouds for tonight, a low of 50. A couple of showers will be around tomorrow as we keep it on the cloudier side, high 64. But sunshine returns to begin the work week on Monday. Should be a nice day with a high of 66 degrees. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dan DePodwin.
Get AccuWeather anytime at WKZO.com.
This is going on Facebook. Smile.
We like you. Now you can like us right back. On Facebook, go to WKZO.com.
WKZO as we continue with this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. 53 degrees right now in Kalamazoo. Comments and questions for Andy. We have the lines open for you. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. And once again, Andy Waddell.
Hey, thank you, Tim, and thank you everybody for listening in. And thanks, Paul, for calling in from Sturgis this morning. So we'd love to take your calls. And said earlier, we just, this past week, we just got our fall garlic in. And we've been talking during the summer months on like rhubarb and garlic and some of the other things. Now is the perfect time to plant garlic plants. You buy a full bulb, it's only $1.29. You peel away the cloves from that little bulb and dig a little furrow about 3 inches down in well-drained soil. Place flat side down and the pointy side up, and it sounds funny, but place them about 6 inches apart. Top dress them with a little Espoma plant tone and Waddell's composted cow manure. Should have a good crop of garlic in the springtime. Plant will start growing and then stop. and then pick back up in the springtime and start growing on for summer and fall harvest. So just a few tidbits on garlic. Somebody had called up last week, and I was making sure we got it in before we talked about it. Along with those garlic bulbs that came in, we have all kinds of new varieties of spring flowering bulbs that have come in. A lot of new varieties that seem kind of exciting. There is, just talk about a few today, and we'll get more into it as the bulb season gets on us. But there is an item called British Gamble Daffodils. It's a giant outward-facing flowers that have bright white petals with a pale lemon trumpets. The trumpets are edged with an apricot pink, and it's about 18-inch height, and it's an early, so it's a March and April, but a great little plant that we just started carrying this year. That's new this season, and we can take a call. We got some other varieties of the tulips and daffodils that we can talk about if you want, Tim.
All right, that we shall.
After we take a call.
Linda, good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hey, Linda, how are you?
I got a million things to do.
You got a million things to do today.
That's a lot of things.
Man, Linda. So
oh,
what's in...
I got a big problem, bent grass.
Oh, man.
And like, I know I got to use Kilzall, but I also know it comes back.
Yep.
But I'm talking, I've got like a 20 by 30 foot spot that I found. I'm going to go ahead and start to kill it with Kilzall. And should I wait till see if we get rain tomorrow? Because I know you're, I think you're supposed to have it, because it is drier than a bone.
It is. It is. Linda, I would say that if... if we see rain tomorrow and you apply it today, most of the Roundup and Kilzall items can be dry within a couple hours. You're going to get a pretty good kill. Number two, if you get it dry and then you get rain tomorrow, Linda, you're going to have that plant actually grow and kill out actually easier. So if you if you can get it to dry, then I'd go ahead and apply it today. Linda, number two with bent grass. The patch,
it's popping up all
I know.
Over.
The patch looks great out on a golf course, but in the yard, it's a pain. And I had in my house in Scotts, it would just, like, as I mow it, I would just spread it everywhere. And so if you're going to kill and you got it 20 by 30, Linda, you're going to have to kill 25 by 35.
It spreads.
You will, even if you see that it's not there in that, you know, per se line between the bluegrass or rye and that bent grass, spray out a couple more feet. Make sure those rhizomes beyond the look of the bent grass are killed out. Number two, as that's killed, probably, Linda, you might want to do it a second time once you see that kill happen.
I wondered if I should even do it twice in the fall and maybe do it again in next May.
Wouldn't hurt a bit. What happens is you're going to get your top kill, which is normal. You'll have Kilzall will kill out that bent grass very good. But will it get 100% of all those roots? Probably not. And so if you did a second application, let the new sprigs come up. Maybe after it kills, apply some water. See what comes up and hit it a second time, Linda, before you remove it.
Is there anything to prevent that stuff?
I wish I could say yes.
Somebody hurry up and vent something.
Yeah. Well, you could do a pre-emergent, but that's going to prevent A, bent grass, but B, any grass that you apply, you know, afterwards. So it's not going to be. I don't have a selective pre-emergent for bent grass yet. It probably is in the market, but Waddell's doesn't sell it. And I haven't seen it.
Oh, I know. I've been I looked on the internet, and it's the same story.
It's a pretty easy kill, Linda. You know, you could take a pretty good-sized chunk of cardboard or a firm plastic and kind of spray along that bluegrass edge, and that way you're not drifting out into the lawn itself. And I will say, Linda, if you're going to do it, I bet you're hitting the best month, because if you got this kill, then you'd still have all of October to go ahead and apply grass seed, get it established before
Well, actually, I was actually thinking of that's such a big... was sod.
Or sod. Yeah.
Sod in.
Yep. You could do sod and then do a starter fertilizer and get that rooted in before winter for sure. Sod's is nice. It one day it's not there and the next day you got a fresh lawn. So, there's a couple options on removing and helping out with that bent grass for you.
All right. Well, you better let me know if there ever becomes a Roundup for that last and... that just kills bent grass.
Well, we got some other items that are out in the driveway that is a pre and post emergence, but it won't do it in
right,
the lawn.
Keep everything else from growing.
Yeah. Well, hope the lawn. Hope it works out, Linda. Good luck today on your million projects.
All right, thanks.
Take care.
All right, thank you very much for the call, Linda. And according to AccuWeather, that chance for precipitation tomorrow, 70%.
70%. So Linda, work early.
Right,
get her done early.
We'll continue on in a moment, kind of wrap things up for this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence in just a moment. 590 WKZO.
Away from the radio and you need the score? Text SCORES at 80373. Just another service of WKZO.
The lawn experts at Woodell's want you to know that now is a great time to repair thin or bare spots in your lawn or install a new one. And now is when you'll get great prices while Woodell's exclusive grass seed blends are on sale. This week, Woodell's disease-resistant Supreme Sunny Lawn Seed is just $6.27 for a two-pound bag, and City Mix grass seed for high traffic areas is just $4.89 for a two-pound bag. Have a shady spot? Get Woodell's Deluxe Shady. It's also on sale this week. Woodell's grass seed is sold in bulk, so you can get just the right amount you need. Before putting in your grass seed or sod, be sure to bring in a 6x6-inch sod sample to Woodell's for free soil analysis and lawn improvement program. If you're not sure what your lawn needs, Woodell's lawn pros are always glad to help you choose the right products. They'll even test your soil's pH for free. Be sure to put on starter fertilizer when planting your grass seed for better germination and deeper rooting. Max Lawn Starter Fertilizer is on sale for $10.99 for the 5,000-square-foot bag. Woodell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, helping to green Southwest Michigan for 67 years, is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
590 WKZO. Let's continue on for another moment or two with Andy Woodell.
You bet. And thank you, everybody. Thanks for Linda, and good luck on that bent grass. And we were talking about bulbs earlier. Just trying to throw a few, a little taste in your color palette today. I was talking about British Gamble. They're a daffodil, which is a new one. Also, Dawn gave me good information from our perennial department on the Sky High Scarlet Red Tulip. This is cool. This is the last tulip to bloom with sturdy stems that withstand wind and rainstorms. 34-inch long stems topped by a 6-inch tulip head of scarlet red. Blooms late May. Really cool new variety. They've got a couple combinations called No Planting, Just Planting. It's color combinations that are prepackaged, mixed with varieties that takes the guesswork out of choosing what looks good together. Lake of Fire Blend Tulips, which is a large, double, easy, early blooming tulips of orange, yellow, red, and white provide a show of citrus color in the springtime, which is kind of cool. And then we have Come As You Are daffodils, which is kind of a blend of double, small cup daffodils. These are a mix that will provide a show of mixed styles of color, white, yellows, and apricot. So stop in. I think that bulbs are one of the easiest. Buy them now. Get your palette going and stop in. We got some bulb experts that could help you right inside the store and maybe come in with a couple pictures of your perennial garden that we could add to that color. So I thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Any questions during the week, come down to Waddell's and let us know. We'd be happy to help.
All righty. Thank you very much, Andy. We'll catch up with you again next Saturday morning, same time, Over the Garden Fence, brought to you by, of course, Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, located at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. And again, tune in next Saturday morning right after the 9 o'clock news, Over the Garden Fence on 590 WKUCO. Ron Weiser, financial planner, coming up next, 9:45. 53 degrees in Kalamazoo.